Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Leo Lowenstein and Claudia Puig. Angel Has Fallen, an action film starring Gerard Butler and Morgan Freeman. Leo?
This picks up where the predecessor Olympus Has Fallen left off. Gerard Butler is a disgraced Secret Service agent trying to redeem himself. And it was a pretty good action movie. High body count. Morgan Freeman as president, all you need to know.
I want Morgan Freeman for president. I thought this was a pretty forgettable third installment of the franchise, the Fallen trilogy, I guess. A lot of cliches stitched together, a lot of explosions, moderately interesting, but Nick Nolte was the highlight.
Yes.
Angel Has Fallen, directed by Rick Roman Waugh, who co-wrote the screenplay, rated R in wide release. The comedic drama Brittany Runs a Marathon stars Gillian Bell. It's written and directed by Paul Downs Colazo. Claudia.
I was really glad to see Gillian Bell get a leading role because she's been playing all these supporting roles that and she's always been great and funny. This is likable and pleasant, oftentimes very funny, and really good supporting performances, too. Generally, I liked it. I thought there were a few little problems where it kind of teetered on cliche, but you have Utkarsh Ambedkar and Lil Rel Howery and Michaela Watkins, who are part of the ensemble, and it's fun.
Yeah, delightful supporting cast, and I thought it had a good message. I mean, there are some cliches, but for the most part, it was fun. It was inspirational. It kept me going and
makes you want to go running.
Made me think about going running.
Brittany Runs a Marathon is rated R. It's at the Landmark West LA, the Arclight Hollywood. The backstory of Fiddler on the Roof, the Broadway musical told in the documentary Fiddler, A Miracle of Miracles, directed by Max Lukowicz. Leo?
Yes, a really delightful and illuminating documentary about this musical that is incredibly incisive and thorough. Everyone practically who's ever been involved with it is interviewed, and there's footage of performances from all over the world. It also makes the point that the musical has different resonance for you depending on what time of your life you see it.
I love that. Yeah, and I like that we now know that it's performed somewhere in the world every day and has been since 1964. It's so great to hear these anecdotes and how much it's influenced people like Lin-Manuel Miranda and some of the more recent people. And then it's also great to hear from Topol, who played Tevye in the movie. And it's just makes you want to go see the movie.
It's again. Just chock full of treasures.
Or the play. Yeah.
Fiddler, A Miracle of Miracles, documentary rated PG-13 in select theaters. Also out this week, Tigers Are Not Afraid, Mexican horror fan. Fantasy. Claudia, real quickly, your take.
This is in the vein of, if you like Pan's Labyrinth, you like Guillermo del Toro, you'll love this. It palpably conveys the sense of destruction that's come with narco trafficking in Mexico, but it has this wonderful fantasy element, too. Beautifully acted. Really, really well done.
Written and directed by Issa Lopez. Tigers Are Not Afraid in selected theaters. Thanks for joining us on the Film Week Marquee.